This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The state is now investigating an Oshkosh police officer-involved shooting that occurred late Tuesday night. Police responded to a stabbing that happened in the 400 block of West 10th Avenue. An officer fired on the suspect after he refused to drop his weapon. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. The dead man has not been identified. City Manager Mark Roloff is wrapping up his time at City Hall. Roloff announced a couple months ago his retirement after 16 years as city manager. There'll be a reception for Mark coming up next Wednesday afternoon at City Hall. The Common Council has appointed John Fitzpatrick to take over as city manager until they decide on Roloff's replacement. The council also approved a memorandum of understanding with the Grand Opera House Foundation, clearing the way for their $10 million expansion of the historic theater and their fundraising efforts for the project. The lease on the theater also extended to the year 2045. The council has now canceled their next meeting. It was scheduled for Christmas Eve. Page 2, the public's invited to celebrate the opening of the new Bear and Fox exhibit and the arrival of Mr. Reese the Bear on Sunday at the zoo. The zoo will be free. The ribbon cutting is planned at 12:30. There'll also be carolers and musicians throughout the park. Ice guru Donnie Herman says it may be early January before Lake Winnebago is safe for ice fishing. Herman calls the current conditions spotty at best, with 3 or 4 inches of ice in some locations and much less elsewhere. Warmer weather will also impact the ice coming up this weekend. That's not our Ron Johnson. President-elect Trump has selected Ron Johnson as a new U.S. ambassador to Mexico. It turns out it's another Ron Johnson who served as the U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during the past Trump administration. And tonight is the night for the annual holiday Business After Hours. The fun gets underway at 4:30, continues until 6:30 tonight. Business After Hours is at the venue 404 on Main Street. You can still register on the Chamber website. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North is ranked number 4 in this week's boys basketball state poll. And the Wisconsin Herd will honor their former assistant coach and basketball standout Joe Wolf next Monday night. Joe passed away back in September. He was 59 years of age. By the way, the Herd lost again last night. They lost to Motor City. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.